Mission Network News, 4.5 minute version, Tuesday, March 9th, 2004. 3, 2, 1. Charitable organizations in the West are raising money for violent activities in India. 100,000 Jesus videos are needed to help meet a need in Iraq. And Christians are helping quake victims in Morocco. These stories and more are straight ahead on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Peter Brooks. Headlining today's news, an investigation in the United Kingdom indicates some charitable organizations are raising money for violent activities in India. They're doing it under the guise of humanitarian aid. David DeGroat of Mission India of Grand Rapids, Michigan.
The British House of Lords has been investigating, and they're finding out that a lot of the money was funneled into extremist Hindu outreach, you might say, in India. People thought they were contributing to disaster relief, and the money was going toward to fund their extremist agenda.
One of the groups receiving some of the money? The RSS, a group known for their attacks against minority Christians. DeGroat says this is just one of many unscrupulous funding schemes from India.
It underscores the need to know who you're giving the money to. Christian organizations always worry that we are painted with the same brush as these unscrupulous dealers. We don't want that to happen.
It's unclear how widespread the problem is in the U.S., but it's happening. Elsewhere in India, a five-day pastors' conference is finishing up today despite threats of violence in that Hindu nation. Gospel for Asia's K.P. Yohannan says more than 800 missionaries and pastors have been participating in the conference. Speaking from Orissa State, he describes the problems facing pastors there.
There are 17 pastors here who are out on bail. Their case is pending. They've all been arrested, taken to jail or prison, and they've been released on bond. They've been accused of forced conversion and stuff like that.
Despite the difficulties, Yohannan says many are coming to Christ, but he's concerned.
What is going to happen after the next election if the fundamentalist government get majority? We don't know where India is going to head for. People by millions all over the world need to pray that the Lord will keep the freedom in this country for preaching the gospel.
Bibles are needed to help meet the demand. You're listening to Mission Network News. With Saddam Hussein in custody and new freedom in Iraq, Iraqis may be ready to respond to Christ. Many Christian leaders and missionaries are turning to the Jesus film to help. A new Old Testament version of the Jesus film is now available. By linking Jesus to the Old Testament patriarchs and prophets, whom Muslims revere, it shows how Jesus fits into the scope of world history. Workers are asking for 100,000 videos. At a cost of $750 each, funding is needed to help make them available. Meanwhile, victims are now receiving aid in Morocco after a powerful earthquake hit that North African country February 24th. Food for the Hungry's Tamara Dutch.
Over 500 people were killed in this quake. And apparently there's approximately 30,000 people that are living in makeshift shelters right now. It struck in northern Morocco. We have already provided blankets and food.
More than 500 people were also injured in the 6.5 magnitude quake. Food for the Hungry, a Christian humanitarian organization, is helping, all in the name of Christ. Dutch says Christians can get involved in two ways.
Pray for recovery, pray for the emotions, and God to help families as they're struggling through this terrible tragedy. And also, listeners can donate.
And finally, for the past 50 years, the people of Liberia have had the privilege of listening to Christian radio programming. ELWA is a partnership between HCJB and SIM International. Together, they train local believers to help operate a ministry that brings the gospel message to thousands in East Africa. Earlier this year, ELWA celebrated their 50th anniversary as they gave thanks to God for keeping the station on the air in spite of 15 years of civil war. Pray that the ministry will continue. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like to receive a free copy of the Voice of the Martyrs Persecuted Church newsletter, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. It not only features information on the persecuted church, but also gives you the information you need to help suffering believers. You can also request it on our website at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Peter Brooks.